Greetings, fellow space cadets. I hope you're all having an awesome day today, because I'm having a great one too. So why am I in such good mood? Oh, I don't know. It could be because I went out and saw Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings today. But more than that, today is the first time I actually went to movie theaters since November. Back in November, I had seen two movies, Christopher Nolan's Tenet and Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Now, those were movies that were designed to get people back into theaters even during the pandemic. Well, it was supposed to be towards the end of the pandemic, I guess, but nothing really came from that. Now, Shang-Chi, as far as I'm concerned, marks the actual start of Phase 4 of Marvel Cinematic Universe, or the MCU. I mean, yeah, Black Widow came out a few weeks back, but honestly, that was not very good. The only thing good about that movie was the relationship between Black Widow and her little sister, Yelena, and their little family unit. But aside from that, it just felt like a completely generic spy thriller and doesn't really fit in with the rest of the MCU. I mean, it takes place before Infinity War and after Captain America Civil War, so it's kind of a bit of a prequel, I guess you could call it. But aside from that, there's really nothing memorable about that movie. Shang-Chi, on the other hand, this is the one you guys need to go see, because this feels like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Lord of the Rings all thrown together in the best ways possible. The thing about Shang-Chi is that it's a character and a comic that very few people really know about. It's never been super mainstream. But I can tell you, after this movie, you're going to be seeing a lot more from Simu Liu's character and everything else from this particular movie. In fact, I would say that if Shang-Chi, the character, isn't in the next Avengers movie, I would be very, very surprised. And don't tell me that there's not going to be another Avengers movie, because there's totally going to be another Avengers movie. I mean, with everything that's coming out in the next few years, you've got The Eternals, you got Doctor Strange 2, you got the new Spider-Man coming out in December. It's all leading up to something really, really big. But right now, I want to focus on Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi stars Simu Liu as Shang-Chi, Awkwafina as Katie, and Tony Leung as Shang-Chi's father. And I have to say that the acting in this movie is really, really good. Simu Liu, who I had never actually seen before, but he's charming, charismatic, and honestly, he handles the physical stuff really well. You would never be able to tell that the actor had never actually done martial arts before. Awkwafina, who you might remember as the dragon from Raya and the Last Dragon, I never really thought of her as much of an actress, more of just a comedian. But she can handle the dramatic stuff, even though she's the comic relief. When she gets a chance to actually do real dramatic stuff, she knocks it out of the park. Right material can make all the difference in the world. But right now, I actually want to focus on Tony Leung just a bit. This is an actor that I've known about for a long time. In fact, the first movie that I saw him in was in John Woo's Hard Boiled. He played an undercover cop opposite Chow Yun-Fat, and he was just absolutely outstanding. But Shang-Chi is not the first martial arts movie that he's been in. He's also been in a movie called Hero that stars Jet Li and Donnie Yen, and he was one of the assassins. Now, Marvel's movies have always had issues with their villains. Most of them just kind of very paper thin, with the exception of characters like, say, Loki or Thanos. Most villains are just there to be beaten up or blown up. But Tony Leung's character, Wen Wu, is going to end up being one of the most memorable villains, because he is so relatable as a character who even after 1,000 years, because of the rings that he uses, he fell in love with someone, had family, kids, you know. It was something that he was actually wanting to happen. He never thought that it would happen. But when the wife died, he kind of slipped back into that old warlord kind of mentality. And, you know, he's just obsessed with trying to find a way to bring his wife back from the dead or from behind some cosmic door. I mean, the love he has for his family, even though his kids ran away at an early age, it's clear that he wants more than just to rule the world or something. He wants to have a family. And, you know, that makes him one of the most relatable villains in almost any movie, I think. And one of the real surprises of this movie is Michelle Yao, who shows up as Shang-Chi's aunt. I think I mispronounced Michelle Yeoh's name, because I think that's the actual pronunciation, but I digress. And it doesn't matter what she's in, she always brings her A-game. She was absolutely fantastic in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, as well as Super Cop. Now, the action in this movie is absolutely fantastic. I mean, again, it reminds me of some of the best martial arts movies to come out of Hong Kong. You know, the fight choreography is really, really tight, and the camera work allows you to see what's going on. And that's a lot better than what I can say for some of the more recent action movies to come out of Hong Kong. And Shang-Chi is a Western production. So, for a Western production to kind of put Hong Kong to shame in terms of action and martial arts, that's big. Now, the action and the stunt work was handled by one Bradley James Allen, who is also the second unit director on this movie. Unfortunately, Brad Allen passed away a few weeks ago, which is kind of tragic because he was only 48. What made Bradley Allen so interesting is that he was part of Jackie Chan's stunt team. And you don't get to be a part of Jackie Chan's stunt team unless you've got something really outstanding to offer. I mean, Bradley Allen is an outstanding martial artist in his own right. And I wouldn't say much of an actor, but when it comes to stunts and fight choreography, he learns from the best, which is Jackie Chan. And he brought that to the last few productions that he's been a part of. So, his passing is going to be missed by a lot of action fans and people who know about or are fans of Jackie Chan's stunt team. He's been an integral part of that world. But for a lot of this movie, it definitely doesn't feel like your typical MCU movie, because a lot of the first act involves a lot of the hand-to-hand martial arts combat that you generally like to see in martial arts epics. But make no mistake, this is definitely an MCU movie because it follows the tropes and pretty much follows the same outline that's been in nearly every other MCU movie. It even falls victim to some of the same flaws, you know, pacing issues and overbloated CGI fest towards the end of the movie, which, to be honest, I actually really liked in this one. It's really good. Honestly, all I have to say is the dragon. But for the most part, this movie gets nearly everything right. And I think it's actually one of my favorite MCU movies since Black Panther, which honestly did a lot for the African-American community. And I think Shang-Chi is going to have a very similar effect to the Asian-American community in terms of representation in an MCU and a comic book movie in general. So I think it's going to really appeal to a lot of people in that demographic, as well it should. It is an outstanding movie, and honestly, anybody who is a fan of martial arts or kung fu movies really needs to check this movie out. Because even if you're not necessarily a fan of the MCU or Marvel movies in general, there's a lot more this movie has to offer than just being a typical comic book movie. I mean, in some ways it really is, but in others, it just brings a whole different kind of energy and different kind of aesthetic to the MCU that I think it needs. And honestly, after Black Widow, yeah, I was not necessarily looking forward to any more MCU movies. In fact, I was just kind of trying to get away from the MCU movies because I was actually more interested in what DC's been doing with their stuff. They've been taking more risks with the Suicide Squad and other movies like that, with The Flash coming out in a couple years and The Batman. But Shang-Chi was the movie that actually got me back into theaters, which after 8 or 9 months, you know, of kind of sticking around, you know, the VOD and, you know, streaming and DVD stuff, finally being able to go back to theaters to see a movie of this scale and this scope, honestly, I absolutely loved it. I mean, sure, it's not a perfect movie. No movie ever is. But I think what Shang-Chi offers is a new approach to the MCU. Again, the character of Shang-Chi is not going to be the most well-known character, at least right now. But then again, neither was Iron Man, and that movie speaks for itself, because Robert Downey Jr. was, and quite frankly still is, Iron Man. We'll probably see him again at some point, not necessarily in a lead role, but as a kind of maybe hologram or something like that. But I think Simu Liu is going to be the face of the MCU moving forward because of how good this movie is. And I hope it does well, because I want to see another. And I can't wait to see how this movie ties in with Doctor Strange and the next Avengers or anything else that the MCU is coming forward. I have to give credit to Kevin Feige, you know, producer. You know, he makes it so that these movies are incredibly accessible, even to people who are not fans of these kinds of movies. But he does it in such a way that you don't have to have seen anything else in order to get something out of what you're currently watching. That's the brilliant. But he does throw stuff in there for fans of the previous movies, you know, little Easter eggs where you're like, oh, look at that, and whoa, where did that come from? Oh, I know where that goes. That's what Kevin Feige has brought to the MCU, and no one else has ever really done that before in the history of cinema. So here's my final verdict on Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Do I recommend this? Hell yeah, I do! Go out and see this thing! Let it make money, you know? I want to see a sequel. I want to see where they go with this. And I think, and from everything else that I've been hearing, everybody's been really liking this. So we really need to get out there and see this, because I'm probably going to see it again. And I'm like, I generally don't see movies more than once, maybe twice in theaters, but Shang-Chi is just, oof, it's one of my favorite action movies to come out this year. And honestly, I will definitely be buying this one on Blu-ray when it comes out in a few months. It's going in my collection. And I have to admit, you know, trying to leave the MCU behind was kind of an idea I was having, because where else could they go with this? I mean, how bigger could they get than the Infinity Saga? Well, I guess the MCU had different plans, didn't they? It's like, oh, you want to leave? Not a chance. Here's Shang-Chi, here's a kung fu movie set in the MCU. Well, shit. Thank you, Kevin Feige, for making me addicted again. Damn it. Also, one other thing I should mention. This movie is in theaters only for the time being. It's not available on Disney Plus or their premier nonsense access thing. I'm like, that costs $30. Yeah, no movie's worth it, honestly. Not like that. Movies like this need to be seen in theaters. Kind of like Star Wars. It's an event movie. So, do yourselves a favor. Get out there and go see this movie. Especially if you're a martial arts fan or an MCU fan. It's definitely well worth your money, and you'll be supporting a fantastic movie. Anyway, that's it for Major Tom today. So, signing off.